Jimmy Dwyer's got a good running around 7-2, Irish Playboy.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Irish Playboy's going for a needle eye opening two, coming from nowhere. Irish Playboy from the back in a great ride through the middle has beaten Steamboat Rock.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
Of course we do. That's what we do around here around about this time every day on The Breakfast Club. Get you the early mail. Hopefully track down a winner for you on that meeting across the planet. Today we're at Mornington in the Thoroughbreds. We're at Charlton in the Harness Racing. The Harness Racing early mail on a Monday. They're getting a piece of the action in as well, which is fair enough too. The spreadsheet's still in the black. Still a profit for the spreadsheet. Now, we're at Mornington today, Whitey. That means there's grass. And there's only one man to talk to when it comes to grass, and that is you.
And it's also Aidan Jolly, who is the track manager at Mornington. 16 degrees the temperature today in Melbourne and down towards the Mornington Peninsula. So it's not a warm one, but hopefully a dry one. Aidan, good morning.
Morning, gents. How are you going?
Good, Aidan.
Going well, thank you. What have you got for us today for Mornington?
Yeah, not so dry at the moment. Just had a passing shower come through. Probably not enough to record anything as yet, but enough to sort of hold it in that soft five range this morning. The track walked with quite a heavy dew as well. So overall, it's probably adding, you know, half a mil to a mil of moisture into the top of the surface, and we'll probably hold it in that five range, I'd say.
Okay, so a five. What's all the specific readings, all the numbers?
Yeah, going to come up at 9.3 with a shear of 11.3. So that's indicating that there's some good root strength there. It should hold together through the day. Horses will get their toe in. It should play fairly in the 8-metre position.
Excellent. Thanks, Aidan. Appreciate your time as always.
Thanks, guys.
Good root strength, Whitey. We haven't had root strength in the conversation for a while.
Well, we're getting that time of year where the roots are very strong because it's good growing weather as we get into the middle of spring.
Of course, magnificent stuff. And what a way to kick off the day with root strength. Brilliant stuff. Now, Jerome Hunter has got some runners today for us at Mornington. I would like to think that there's a winner amongst them. We'll see how we go. Jerome, good morning.
Good morning.
Great to have you with us. You've got three today at Mornington. The first one of those is race four, number four, Ponygram. He's a four-year-old Al Mahameh. Has had three starts and has raced on good, soft, and heavy. Have you worked out what you like, Shep?
Yeah, good. No, she just didn't handle it last time. It was very heavy. You just have to forget that run and go on her first couple. Her second run at Cranbourne wasn't too bad. She just got too far back in a slow run race.
Right, so are you hoping to get onto the bunny here? She did that last time out on the heavy track and just didn't quite survive, but would you expect that to be the case today from Barrier 1?
From Barrier 1, yes, but there is one. It's a Richard Lamming's. It led, I think, at Matoa. So she'll definitely be up there. Whether she'll put the speed on against that horse, I don't think so.
That's bobsled Richard Lamming's horse in that race. Then you got race seven, number five, Our Musketeer, who is favourite at the tab. First up today after 172 days. What can you tell us about Our Musketeer's work leading up?
He raced pretty well. He got better as he went along last preparation. He was a big kid. This preparation, he's had a couple of trials and he's trialled pretty impressively. But I think just going, you know, he's had quite a bit of a break. So whatever he does today, he'll improve. But with that, the rail out and he'll be on speed, he'll take some catching anyway.
That's race seven, number five. Then you got race eight, number one, Tall Lady, who doesn't mind the soft track. Two from two on the soft. Got a heavy weight with Apprentice claiming four today to get it back to 60 kegs. Was eighth on resumption in this spell last time out 11 days ago. What are you thinking today?
I think she should show something today. She's last start, they actually just packed them up mid-race, and it just didn't suit her, especially over 1,000 metres, whereas today she'll get to be able to roll along and she'll be up on the speed as well. I think we should see an improved run off that. Just a horse, I know she likes the sting out of it, but I really didn't think she liked the heavy either the other day.
All right, well, that's Tall Lady Race 8, number one. What's your best today, Jerome?
I'd have to say Our Musketeer.
Our Musketeer, Race 7. Number five in the early market, thetab.com.au, $3.50. Check your local guides. Great stuff, Jerome. Always nice to chat. Good luck today to you in the stable.
Thanks, guys.
Jerome Hunter with three today. Race 7, number 5. His best in the Thoroughbreds.
Chris Lang, Bullion Harry.
Bullion Harry, think he's probably my bet.
Bullion Harry raced up on the outside of Minnow Valley Lover, who's kicking back. They go to the line. Bullion Harry, 1.5 head.
The Trot's Early Mail. Let the good times roll with Australasia's best harness action at thetrots.com.au, where you can watch every race live and free on Trot's Vision.
Yes, and we're at Charlton today, Whitey. Charlton, the mighty Charlton racetrack.
Well, I tell you what, the Trots have started well for us on the Early Mail, as you just heard then. So, fair to say there's a fair bit of pressure on Kate Hargraves. Good morning, Kate.
Kate, you with us?
The pressure was so intense that she's dropped her phone and she can't cope.
I can sense that. I can sense that. We're going to track her down, though, because we've got some opportunities here. We've got some opportunities. She's
covering four races.
Well, that's right. 3, 5, 6, 7. We almost got the old Super Straight Six back in the old days.
I think she's back. I think she's back. Kate, how are you feeling? We the pressure's high because we're getting a few winners here early on.
Yeah. That's all right. I'm okay with pressure.
Ah, good. Like to hear that. I like to hear that. You start your horses today in race 3 with number 7, Tay Tay. Now, not a lot of experience with Tay Tay, but what can you tell us?
I quite like the filly. I think she's got a bright future. Drawn 7 today is going to be a little bit tricky for her. There's a few in the race that sort of go okay. She's got a lot of high speed. I'm not really sure how brave she is, though. So it'll sort of be up to Alex what he does at the start, whether he thinks he can get across or if he'll just drive her cold for one run. So she'll sort of have to rely on a little bit of luck, but at the same time, she's got that X factor about her where she might just have a little bit of class on these.
Well, Daniel and I really like X Factor, so we might follow Tay Tay. What about race 5 number? What's that?
She'll shake it off, Tay Tay. She'll be fine.
Race 5 number 2, Lorimer Major. Don't listen to those two, Kate. Don't listen to those two. What can you tell us about Lorimer Major in race number 5?
He's just had the one start for me, and it probably doesn't look that good on paper, but he was sort of held up at a vital stage late in the race, and he was really travelling before that. So things just didn't really work out for him last start, so I just sort of put a line through that run. He's drawn better today, so he should sort of be handy early, and it'll just depend how the races run, but I think that he's certainly a place chance. I'm not sure whether he's quite ready to win yet, but I think he'll run a good race.
Okay, race 6, number 10, Jillaby Roy. Not the best of form coming into this one, but can we get an improved performance today?
Yeah, his form, it sort of doesn't read that well on paper, but he's been hitting the line really hard. Last start, he sort of ran into a wall of horses and the plugs weren't pulled. And I think that, you know, if he saw fresh air, he probably would have run a place. So he's had a torrid run with draws. He's had a lot of bad luck. So I think today he is a good chance that the race will sort of have to be run to suit. But he's been hitting the line hard, so I wouldn't be surprised if he can bob up and win.
Oh, okay. Well, that's race 6, number 10. And finally, race 7, number 7, More Than a Woman. More Than a Woman certainly does have some good form going into today's race.
Yeah, she does have some good form, and she's been a bit of a surprise package in my stable. I didn't really think much of her when we first got her, but her work at home, it sort of says that she doesn't have much ability, but then she goes to the races and she runs really well. So it's always hard to know with her because she doesn't give me much to go on at home. But with the draw, it's going to be a bit hard over the short for her. I think that's probably going to be what holds her back. But, you know, she's an honest mare and she always runs well. So can't discount her either, I guess.
Kate, this has been very comprehensive. This has been very impressive. Going through your runners. Now, but we need one because we've got a dollar to spend. Where are we putting the dollar?
Oh, I think Jillaby Roy is probably the best bet of the day.
Right. Okay, there you go.
Race 6, number 10 is our winner today for Kate Hargraves at Charlton. Kate, great to have you on the Early Mail, and we look forward to watching Jillaby Roy salute for us a little bit later on. Good luck.
No worries. Thanks very much.
Fantastic stuff. Kate Hargraves with us on the Harness Racing Early Mail. So race 7, number 5 today at Mornington in the Thoroughbreds. Race 6, number 10 at Charlton in the Harness. Let the good times roll right through the spring and summer with Australasia's best harness action at thetrots.com.au, where you can watch every race live and free. Magnificent system it is on Trot's Vision. Jimmy Bartel.
How good was Kate?
Kate's on fire. We need to get her back every week. She might be our regular correspondent. She's magnificent. Good stuff to her. Good luck to the stable as well. Jimmy Bartel is always a winner. And he'll be joining us after 7 o'clock with Johnny Bowden's latest news right now.